This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, your warrior, Trump warrior, middle class warrior, conservative warrior, patriot, America first, America second, America third, America forever, capitalist evangelist. Thank God this SOB, son of a butcher, made it in the greatest country in the history of the world, ever blessed by God. I did it because of capitalism. And last but not least, American made, American born. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show is sponsored, by the way, by Fordham Resources. Fordham Resources is an all-American story with a chance to be one of the great all-American stories. Publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Led by CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half of those acres have been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the 180-square-mile City of Gold. That's about nine times bigger than Manhattan, New York. Amazing. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, and you can find out more at FordhamResources.com. You see my Dallas Cowboy helmet in the background, my board op saw it. Chris O'Sullivan noticed it right away because he takes care of my show from Dallas, Texas. And he saw the Dallas helmet, world's biggest Dallas Cowboy fan. And I just got back from Dallas and brought a helmet with me. Breaking news, Rod Rosenstein is gone, submits his resignation letter. He'll be out by May 11th. And he praises Trump for his courtesy and his humor, and says wonderful things about the Trump administration. There's a guy who must be worried about getting indicted. We'll tell you more about that in just a little while. I have lots of things to tell you about in this show, but it is time for Bill O'Reilly. I interviewed him early today. The great number one man in cable news 16 years in a row. Without further ado, it's O'Reilly time. All right, Wayne Allyn Root here with the great Bill O'Reilly. You can always find his wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com, as well as his great podcast, BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, how are you? I hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, and we launched our national radio show today, Wayne. It's called The O'Reilly Update, and it's on in more than 100 cities. It's like the old Paul Harvey newscast. And if you don't have it where you live, you can get it on BillO'Reilly.com.
Fantastic. Look forward to hearing it. Let's talk about the terrible synagogue attack in the San Diego area over this weekend. Obviously, I'm of the Jewish faith, and it was a very serious thing, a very terrible thing. We don't want this happening in America. But the fact is, the guy left a manifesto. He hates Trump's guts, yet somehow, some way, the media has twisted this that somehow it's Trump's fault. And it just doesn't make any sense. What's causing all these attacks, and why are they blaming Trump?
Well, it's an extension of the American media's obsession to damage Donald Trump. So whatever happens in the country is going to be blamed on him. So they say, well, Donald Trump's anti-Semitic. Now, if you know anything, you know he's been very supportive of Israel, moved the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, is a champion of protecting the Jewish people who are under threat in Israel. So how could he possibly be anti-Semitic? So at this point, Wayne, you know, I don't think most people take any of this seriously. They just said another hate media, another fake news event.
All right, let's talk about impeachment. Can anyone take that seriously? Nancy Pelosi at this point says not yet, but of course she doesn't say no. She doesn't close the door because it's a campaign issue. Let's face it. So is it ever going to end?
Well, I don't think there's going to be impeachment. I don't think articles are going to be introduced in the House of Representatives. Somebody might write them off, but they're not going to get to the floor. So I think that's over. Now it'll just be try to destroy him and wear him down, destroy him and wear him down. So that's what we have to endure for the next, let's see, 2 years and 6 months.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Joe Biden, you think he's still the front runner now that he's actually announced, and now that this morning he was endorsed by the National Firefighters Union? He obviously is a serious threat to win the Democratic nomination, but will he?
I don't know if he's going to win the nomination because I don't know how they're going to attack him in the future, but he's a front runner now. I don't think there's any question about that. None of the other Democratic candidates have gotten any traction at all. The polls are foolish at this point. I don't even report them. People don't know who Beto is or Mayor Pete or, you know, Kamala Harris. They don't know who these people are. As the debates get underway, and that's a year away, people don't understand. It's like they're in campaign mode, but the vote is still way far down the road. So none of this really matters. But everybody knows Biden. He's going to try to run on the let's bring back Barack Obama ticket. I don't know if that's going to be so successful. The economy under President Obama was bad. And, you know, you saw the economics numbers last week, 3.2 growth in the last quarter of 19, first quarter of 19. As opposed to 1.9 growth in the last quarter of Obama's administration. That's pretty startling. So I'd say, yeah, Biden's ahead, but I don't know how they're going to attack him. The left doesn't want him. The far left does not want Biden.
You know what the problem is, Bill, is as I see it, because I'm in business, I understand how bad the 8 years of the economy were under Obama, but the average American doesn't own a business. They just get a safe paycheck. They have no idea how bad it was under Obama. Their boss gave them a check, so they don't know the difference. That's the big problem.
I'm not so sure. I don't think Donald Trump would have been elected had most Americans been confident that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats could have stimulated the economy. I think Trump won because of two reasons, that people are fed up with political correctness. That's a.k.a. the swamp and the economy. So I think people were uneasy during the Obama years. Their wages didn't grow. Now they are. So that's President Trump's big advantage, the economy.
All right, White House Correspondents' Dinner. Were you there? Did you watch it? What are your thoughts on it? A dud? Or was it some sort of an important event?
It matters not at all. It used to be fun. You know, I remember when Bush was president, Obama was president. It was good-natured. Now it's a hate fest. Why would anybody bother going to that? One note, it used to be a bunch of big stars going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. None this year, because Trump didn't go. Even if he did, I don't think Hollywood would have gone. I took Donald Trump to one of those. When I was working at Fox, I took him as my guest to the dinner. That's when I, you know, he wasn't in politics at all. He was just a guy I knew. I thought it'd be amusing to see Trump interact, and it was. But now, that's obsolete. It's finished. The far left killed it by being vicious, and Americans don't care.
All right, last question. I know that you're friends with Judge Napolitano. You know him. I know Judge Napolitano. I have no idea what's going on, because I used to think he was a conservative and a principled libertarian. Suddenly he hates Trump. Trump's sending out terrible tweets about him. Trump hates Napolitano. What's the real story there? Do you have any idea?
First of all, if you criticize Donald Trump, he's going to come back and nail you. So anybody who does that is going to get hammered. Now, the judge, I think, is an independent thinker. He doesn't like a lot of what Donald Trump does. I think he's been wrong in his assessment a lot, particularly in the Mueller report. I think if you look at Judge Napolitano's record, this was wrong down the line. So I like Judge Napolitano a lot. I think he's a good guy. But he was wrong in his analysis, and it's okay if he doesn't like Donald Trump. I don't have any beef there. But if you're going to publicly, not attack, but criticize the president, he's going to come back and slam you. Is that a shock to anyone? That's what he does.
All right. More wisdom for Bill O'Reilly's at BillO'Reilly.com. And tell people one more time where they can find your new radio show.
Syndicated radio show called The O'Reilly Update. On more than 100 stations across the country, and that's growing. But if you don't get it, or you're working when it's on the midday, it's a newscast, you can get it on BillO'Reilly.com. You can punch us up, and there it will be. We'll give you a three-day sample of it. And I appreciate it, Wayne. Thanks for the plug and everything. Very nice of you.
All right, Bill. Appreciate you being on my show. Great guy. And we'll see you on Wednesday. All right, welcome back. My interview from earlier today with Bill O'Reilly. He doesn't have to appreciate the plug. The fact is that every patriotic American, every Republican, every conservative has to appreciate Bill O'Reilly. He's one of our great heroes. He's been my hero for, I don't know, 25 years on television. He's a great guy. And he deserves all the success he can get, whether it's his fabulous books, his killing series, or whether it's his new radio show. And by the way, he's trying to keep up with the Roots, because I've got a pretty big hit radio show on USA Radio, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Matter of fact, I'm going to the Talkers Convention in New York City in June. I'll be one of the featured speakers, because I'm one of the top radio talk shows in America now. So Bill O'Reilly joined in the game with me, and I'm proud to have him on board. Great stuff. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, we get back. I am also proud to be a Jewish American. And there was a terrible tragedy at a Jewish synagogue near San Diego in Poway, California, over the weekend, or Poway, however you pronounce it, in the San Diego area. And the lesson learned by liberals is the wrong lesson. When we get back, I'll tell you the right lesson. Guns don't cost lives. Guns save lives. And this is the greatest example I could ever give you of how guns in the hands of good people save lives. And you won't hear it in the mainstream media. Not a word. Not on ABC. Not on NBC. Not on CBS. Not on MSNBC. Not on CNN. Not on PBS. Not in the New York Times. Not in the Washington Post. Guns saved lives. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 1-866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back to the show. Really big shoe, as Ed Sullivan used to say. Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group, by the way, sponsor of this segment of the show. He's my personal tax lawyer, in my opinion, the best damn tax lawyer in America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across America. He's represented big shot actors and actresses and movie stars and rock stars and famous celebrities of all kinds. And, of course, Wayne Allen Root twice. The IRS came after me under Barack Obama. He sicked them to try and destroy me. That's not an opinion of mine. We know that to be fact because my case was taken by Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, and we got my records, and we proved it was a persecution based on my political views. And still, despite the whole U.S. government and the IRS coming against me, Sam Landis represented me very cheaply. And we beat the IRS not once, but twice. Thank you, Sam Landis. You're the best. And I asked him, instead of just working for celebrities and Wayne Root, can you do this for the average guy and gal who watches my TV show and listens to my radio show? And the answer was yes. And the total cost, only now $190 a month, far less than a car payment. The average car payment in America is about $500 a month. $190 a month to take care of your IRS problems, and most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. And you start with a free consultation with a tax attorney at the Landis Tax Firm and the lawyers, IRS Resolution Services. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-934-3578. Some other big news stories. Army veteran who converted to Islam was busted plotting a terror attack in retaliation for the New Zealand mosque massacre. They caught him in California. He was planning to put a nail bomb in play. He was going up against churches and Christians and Jews, and it was going to be very bad. He talked about the fact that America needs another Vegas massacre. Can you imagine the craziness, the madmen that are walking around this country? Terrible thing. Now to the terror attack that occurred this weekend in the synagogue. It happened on Saturday. And the amazing thing Okay, it's terrible that one woman was killed. I'm Jewish. The idea that a fellow Jew could be killed, horrible thing, just because of their religion, that someone would target you because you're Jewish, a horrible, horrible hate crime. But having said that, it's a miracle. Only one person was killed and three injured. The rabbi lost a finger, had his finger shot off, and the other one was reattached altogether. Two fingers shot off the rabbi's hands. He lived because this brave, brave, heroic woman jumped in front of him and took the bullet for him, and she died. And her husband was a doctor and started working on her, not realizing it was his wife. And when he realized it was his wife and she died, he fainted on the spot. Is that a tragedy of epic proportions? Is that something that could make anybody cry? You're damn right. The fact that someone would target you because you're Jewish, they don't know you for no other reason, horrible, horrible thing. The lesson learned by liberals is that it's an anti-Semitic country, and that there's Christians who hate Jews, and that guns are no good, and you're learning all the wrong reasons, and all the wrong lessons. Wrong, wrong, wrong. First of all, it's a great country. It's the greatest country in world history. Bad things happen everywhere. Second of all, Christians love Jews in this country. We're a Judeo-Christian country with a Judeo-Christian history and legacy. And Christians love Jews, born-again Christians, evangelical Christians, who go to church regularly, but specifically every Sunday, love Jews and love Israel like in no other country in the world. They love Jews in Israel more than Jews in America love Israel. They're the reason Israel thrives, is because the Christian community in America. This was a perverted individual, a mentally disturbed individual, and a sick person, and had nothing to do with Christianity. But the most important lesson that should have been learned from the synagogue shooting is that guns save lives in the hands of good people. There was a Jewish parishioner there, and he brought a gun for self-defense. And also there was a border guard with a name that sounds absolutely Hispanic, and that border guard just found out about his Jewish heritage. And the other gentleman, the other Jewish parishioner, handed his gun to him and said, "You know how to use it better than me. Go get the guy," when he heard the shooting start. And that border agent went after the guy, and the guy dropped his gun and ran. Had gotten his car, and the border agent shot at him five times, hit the car four times. The guy was so scared, he probably made his pants. He was so scared, he called 911. I swear to God, not the border agent, not the Jewish parishioner, the murderer got in his car, raced away from the shots, and called 911 and told the police who he was, that he just committed a murder. And then he pulled over on the highway, put his hands up, and gave up to the police with the automatic weapon sitting on the front seat. That border guard is a hero. That border guy is heaven sent. Thank you so much for what you did. And it proves once again, we're all sitting ducks. If that man had walked in that room, that temple, and there wasn't, that synagogue, there wasn't one gun in place, in the hands of one single parishioner, guess what would happen? There'd be 100 dead Jewish people today. And instead, it could have been a very different story. I'm very sorry for the gal who died, but that man saved lives with a gun. Guns are good. Be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI arrested Mark Stephen Domingo, who was plotting a large-scale terror attack in Los Angeles as revenge for the mass shootings at a mosque in New Zealand. That's according to documents released by the FBI. The FBI says Domingo fantasized about murdering Christians, Jews, white supremacists, police officers, and even his next-door neighbor, U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
Mr. Domingo had requested the construction of improvised explosive devices, which he planned to use in the attack. He allegedly purchased several hundred 3-inch long nails to be used in IEDs as shrapnel, specifically because the nails were long enough to penetrate the human body and puncture internal organs.
With another record on Wall Street as the S&P finished up 3 points to close at 29.43 and the Dow gained 11 points to close at 26.554. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold and silver, precious metals company. If you know you got to buy gold and silver, everybody's got to buy some gold and silver. You have to. It's wealth insurance. But so if you're going to buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you're never going to buy from anyone else ever again. So call now, not only to buy gold and silver at a discount, but to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. Before I get to calls, and we're taking calls now, phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, I want to mention that a California killer has been accused. He's in jail for the rest of his life for murder, and he killed his cellmate. Now, if you saw his picture, you'd faint. Because he's got tattoos all over his face. And he's accused of torturing his cellmate all night and then cutting his head off. And this guy's name is Jamie Osuna. Jamie Osuna. He's been accused of beheading another murderer, Luis Romero. And they call it a sadistic torture sling at a California state prison. And so he murdered his cellmate. He removed an eye, a finger, and a portion of the victim's lung. He had him all night long and was carving him up. And I just want to point out, this is your typical perfect Democrat voter, according to Bernie Sanders. That's right. Bernie wants murderers to vote. He says you can't draw a line in the sand. Once you start drawing lines and making excuses and exceptions, then you can draw it to anybody. Pretty soon, nobody, you know, you can say they can't vote, they can't vote. So everybody's got to vote, even murderers and torturers and mass murderers and terrorists and pedophiles and people with tattoos all over their face who torture and cut your eye out and cut your lungs out. But they're allowed to vote on Election Day, according to Bernie Sanders. Isn't that wonderful? It's just wonderful. I love Democrats. All right, let's get on with some calls. We got Curtis from Arizona on line one. Curtis, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, you're on, Curtis. You're on.
Okay. My question is, with the Russian involvement in the election, what exactly did they do? Did they stuff ballot box? Did they do it electronically? Are they Republican Russians? Are they Democrat Russians? How did they actually affect the election?
Well, they did virtually nothing, Curtis. I think what we came out, first of all, what was well understood before Mueller even got involved is that there was some Russian meddling here or there in the way that they bought, I think it was $100,000 worth of Google ads. Folks, I spend more than that for my businesses. $100,000 worth of Google ads. There's 340 million people in America and over 100 million of them vote. Do the addition, subtraction, division. It's a couple of cents per person. It's a joke. They had no effect on the American election. You know what had an effect on the American election? Google. Google and Silicon Valley, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, they all ixnayed conservatives. They all refused to allow conservatives' message to get out. They all clamped down on conservative websites. They tried to destroy all the traffic to conservative websites, and they tried their best but couldn't beat Trump, but then they did it much better in 2018, and they won back the House. So I think there's Google collusion and social media collusion and Silicon Valley collusion. There really was no Russian collusion on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, Curtis, to answer your question, Russians were involved in massive collusion with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign to try and take down Donald Trump with a fake dossier, therefore leading to a FISA warrant, therefore leading to spying on the Trump campaign. There was also collusion with the Uranium One deal. Hillary Clinton sold the Uranium One, a fifth of the uranium in America, to a Russian company, and her Clinton Foundation received a donation of, I believe, $140 million from Russians after she made sure they got the uranium. That's really
and that's
Russian
the start
collusion.
Where we need to reinvestigate.
Right. Exactly. And Joe Biden, by the way, tried to withhold billions of dollars in foreign aid to Ukraine until they fired a prosecutor who was investigating his son and his son's company. There's Ukrainian collusion. So, again, there is collusion. It's on the Democrat side. As far as voting collusion, I would say Mexico has a lot more voting collusion and voting fraud involved in America's elections than Russia ever had or China ever had or anybody else. Mexico's sending citizens to America to vote illegally in American elections. There's your collusion. Curtis, thank you for the call. Curtis from Arizona. Mary from Wyoming. Mary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Mary, you there? I guess
yes,
she's on hold. Oh, there you are. There you are. We got you. How are you, darling?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind today, Mary?
I just wonder why he walked into the synagogue and killed a couple people.
Well, that's a pretty open-ended question. He's a sick man. He's got mental illness. He put out a diatribe online. He hated Jews. But you know what? I'm glad you asked the question. I'll tell you why. Because he also put out a diatribe about how much he hated Trump. And he called Trump all kinds of nasty names and curses. He hated Trump. And so, you think you'll hear that anywhere else in the media except here? The guy who did it because he hated Trump and he hated Jews. And so I'd love to know if ABC talks about that tonight, or NBC, or CBS, or Fox News even. Are they going to mention that he put out an anti-Trump diatribe? I would guess not. But all I could tell you is they're trying to tie this to Trump, and there's no anti-Semitism from Trump. They're naming cities after Trump in Israel. They're naming train stations after Trump. They're naming soccer teams after Trump. He's considered the greatest American president for Israel and the Jews in the history of the United States of America. You can't say that Trump is anti-Semitic. If you do, you got a loose screw and Trump derangement syndrome. Thank you, Mary. Thanks for the call. And that guy who did that, there's nothing you could say except he's sick in the head. You don't need to say anything more. I'm not blaming Democrats for him. I'm not blaming Republicans for him. I'm not blaming anyone for him. He's a sick in the head individual, and his own parents said he's evil. That's all you need to say. Patty in North Carolina, line 3. Hey, Patty, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, it's been a long time, but it's not my first time. I love you. I love you so much. You are the Trump dossier.
The good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. They are so jealous of Donald Trump. This guy is going to win in 2020. My granddaughter, who's 19, is voting for him.
Great. Glad to hear it.
She's from New Jersey. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I'm going to tell you something. I love the guy. I love you. You are just the bomb, man. I love you.
Thank you, Patty.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. This Omar and this the Kamalas and the, you know what? What scares me is that you know the young people are going to fall to the hands of the socialism, and I am so afraid of that.
Yeah, there was just an article out today that the Republican message against socialism is not working because most people don't even understand what socialism is. And, you know, I got a letter. Let me mention something to you, Patty. I got a letter from a listener or a viewer. I never know if it's radio or TV that they're fans of, but they're fans of mine, and they listen or watch my show, and that's great. And they said they think, before they knew about this poll, the poll came out this afternoon, the letter came in this morning, they said that this attack on socialism is failing because most people don't know what socialism is. So what you should do, Wayne, is tell President Trump and give this message on TV, it's not socialism, it's bribery. Democrats want to give you free everything. They're trying to bribe voters to vote for them, and that's a crime. You can't bribe people and get their vote. You can't pay for their vote. That's what Democrats are doing and pointing out that free college is bribery, free Medicare for all, bribery, more welfare, bribery. Everything Democrats want to give you is bribery. So don't talk about socialism. Talk about bribery and frame it in terms of bribery. And I said to him, on email, I answered back, great idea, except I don't know if that would work either. Because all the people that vote Democrat want the bribes. So won't even bother them. Won't even bother them. So I don't know if it helps, Patty. I don't know.
No, I don't know neither, but I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to win president again. He's going to do it.
Oh, I agree. I think it'll be an electoral landslide. I'll leave with saying one thing to you, Patty. You said you're from North Carolina now. You used to be from New Jersey. It seems to me everyone used to be from New Jersey. Everybody left or is leaving that state. And it's no confusion why, right? Taxes are horrible in New Jersey, correct?
You, I mean, I grew up in Jersey. I was born in Jersey City, New Jersey. And, you know, grew up there my whole life. And, you know, once we started, you know, the taxes, my daughter lives, I have a daughter that lives there now. She pays 12.4 taxes a year.
She's about property taxes now.
Yeah, just taxes, and she owns her home.
I'm betting you that's a small home if it's only $12,004 in property taxes. I'll bet you money it's a small town, a small home, because property taxes, you know, if you own like $1 million home, it's like $40,000 or $50,000 a year in property taxes in New Jersey. If you own a $2 million home, it's like $100,000 a year. They're insane. And what do they give you for that? Horrible crime, horrible traffic, horrible pollution. You get nothing for it. Everybody's leaving New Jersey. I'm glad you got out, Patty. North Carolina is a nicer place, lower taxes, more conservative, good place to live, good choice. Good job, Patty. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We're taking a quick break. When we get back, last segment of the show, we'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK. You can find me on my website, RootForAmerica.com, with all my latest commentaries. Have them there 2-3 times a week, RootForAmerica.com. You can find me on Twitter, at Real Wayne Root, R-E-A-L, Real Wayne Root. And you can email anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. We shall return. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, should Wayne matter? In the country I call Trump Land. Welcome back to the War Room. Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, founded in 1997. Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, otherwise known as defying aging, otherwise known as anti-aging. Those of you who have watched this show know I don't have to really say anything much except check out my show from a year and a half ago and check it out today. And you'll see the difference in my face is like night and day. The job that they've done for me, so much thinner, so much younger, so much more energy. Thank you, Cenogenics. Great job. I get to eat more and eat more times a day and work out less, and the results are astounding. Matter of fact, I did the fitness test 6 months in, and my fitness level is almost just a smidge under 60% improved from when I started at Cenogenics. They taught me how to work out in a way that's so much more efficient that I work out 30 minutes a day instead of an hour and a half to 2 hours a day and get better results. So thank you, Cenogenics. Give them a call. It's a free call, and it's a free, no obligation consultation. You're not taking any risk of any kind. 888 Younger, they take all the risks. They spend all the money for you to call them for free. 888 Younger. 888 Younger or go to Cenogenics.com. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Lori in Florida on line 3. Lori, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm great. My thing is, I was just wondering, my son and I, he's 22, and we talk back and forth politics quite a bit, and my husband and all. And we're just wondering, these people that come down from New York. Now, I'm in Florida. It seems every other license plate is New York or somebody from out of state. If they're coming from New York, they're coming for a reason. The reason is to get away from the taxes. The reason is to get away from all these crazy things. And they come down here, and they're turning our red state blue because they vote the same way they're doing up there.
Stupid.
We just don't get it. We don't understand why they're doing this. I mean, their whole reason for coming down here is to get away from that. Then they come down here, they open their business or whatever, and then they vote the same way they did up there.
Yeah,
I don't understand it. I don't understand how they can do this. I don't understand their...
Lori, they're dumb.
They're smart people. Go ahead.
They're dumb, you know? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. They don't make the connection between voting Democrat and high taxes and ruining your city and ruining your state and ruining your county. They don't make that connection. So they come down to get away from all the terrible things that have happened in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, and they come down to escape the high taxes, and they come to Florida, just like the ones in California come to Nevada and ruin Nevada. Same thing. And they don't make the connection.
They
start voting Democrat.
These are smart, intelligent people. They're opening their businesses down here. They're coming. They're doing things. They're not idiots until it comes to these politics.
Why did they
move here? You want to just take them and shake them and tell them, listen, you being bad. Okay, my next thing is, I hear from the different talk shows and stuff, we got to do something, you got to do something. From Rush to Hannity to the whole nine yards, we got to do something. Nobody's telling me what I can do as conservative or as a Christian or as a whatever. Okay? I'm doing all I can. I'm calling, I'm sending letters, I'm doing this, yada, yada, yada.
You're doing a great job.
My thing is, maybe we ought to have a 10 million people march on Washington, crash through those doors, go into the Senate and say enough is enough. Now let's put some responsible people in here. Get those people out. We may have to, what are we looking for? World War III or something? Is that what it's going to have to take to get those idiots up there to see what? I cannot believe as intelligent as they're supposed to be that
Lori, I got to tell you.
Believe what they're saying. In fact, I know they're not. How can you hate somebody that much that you're willing? It's just beyond measure.
There's a couple things I'm going to respond to you with. Number one, I wrote a column on Friday, and the column says the most important thing that President Trump could do now is an executive order demanding voter ID, government-issued voter ID across the nation, nationally, for federal elections. You know, you say, what can we do? Well, we're doing a lot. We're doing everything most people can do on the right, and we're still losing some elections. We're losing because they're cheating. They cheat dramatically. They cheat with illegals voting in record numbers. That's why they act so dumb. Oh, there's no problem at the border. Everything's fine at the border. There's no crisis at the border. Nothing's wrong. They just whistle past the grave. You know why? Because they love them all coming in. Number one, I think Democrats are all on the take. All these politicians are on the take from the Mexican drug cartels. And number two, they get all their votes from the illegals that come across the border. And so we've got to get voter ID in addition to getting the wall, in addition to killing birthright citizenship, in addition to killing the visa lottery and the, you know, all the things that bring in people with no talent. You got to kill all those programs. They only can come to this country if they know how, they have a skill, they're educated, they know how to earn a living, they've got somebody waiting here that'll vouch for them. That's the way it used to be. So we've got to fight for voter ID and a wall and killing the idea of people coming in because they're diversity or because they got chosen in a lottery. It's all ridiculous. So what can you do? You could protest. You can go to Tea Party type events, conservative type events. You can join a million man march on Washington. I'm sure we'll have one soon. You can make sure your legislators know you support President Trump. You can make sure they know you support the wall. You can always vote Republican. You can become a volunteer and make sure you get many others to come out and vote Republican. You can drag all your friends to the polls. You can give money till it hurts to Republican causes. I'm about to put together and announce on this show Root for the Wall. We're going to go out and raise $1 billion for the wall and hand the check to President Trump. And you'll be seeing me on TV day and night on Newsmax and on Fox News. And you'll be hearing me on every conservative radio station in America. It's my baby. I've worked on this for 3 months, and it's just about ready to announce and ready to go. We're setting up the bank accounts now and everything else to make it happen. Root for the wall. So get ready for that. There's a lot we can do, trust me. But we got to get voter ID so the illegals can't vote. And we got to build a wall so more and more can't keep coming in to ruin this great country. Wayne Allyn Root, I want to make America great again. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. means, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.